Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
What's this? The Statue of Liberty is a statue of Lucifer? Really? Yeah, I've heard this yarn before, by the way, only it's beginning to be taken seriously by at least some folks in power circles today, and that is concerning. I will explain. But First Lighthouse has been praying and fasting since July 11, and we will continue through August 18th. And I want you to know about that, and I want you to pray with us about this. Specifically, we are challenging strongholds of influence in our cultural and political institutions, keeping the unreasonable and wicked in virtual control of our government. What you see going on in the Biden administration isn't America at work. It's America in occupation. The first is the stronghold barring the people from their right to elect those that represent them. The right of consent has been stolen. And our elections by the people have been replaced by a system of selections by foreign powers aided and abetted by deep state elitists here in this country that have betrayed our nation, Nimrodians all, intent on forcing America to kneel at the altar of, well, Nimrod's tower. Becoming impatient with their effort to convert us, they have settled on a plan to subdue us to their will. The second is a stronghold of death, the blindness that has prevailed over the minds of many and virtually all in power, through the selection system, by the way, that makes them think murdering babies in the wombs of their mothers and sending elderly to certain death in nursing homes during COVID, Newsom, Cuomo, Whitmer, some others, and then pursuing policies that are aimed at depopulation. These assume such ideas are the products of enlightened thinking. I'm looking at a video made by some woman. Her name is not given. She posted a video on YouTube explaining how to build an abortion altar. An altar where she literally places the aborted fetus, that means little child, by the way, on her altar, together with elements of cleansing and so forth. Real four elements stuff here, And all done in honor and in reverence to the killing of the baby. Women are instructed by her to kneel before their altar and to contemplate what she called the sacred abortion experience. It's one of the creepiest things I believe I've ever seen. It rates up there with that pro-abortion protester holding a sign that read, "Fetus equal tasty treat." The Satanic Temple has abortion as an article of their faith. The killing of unborn babies in abortion is considered a religious ritual. And if possible, even more appalling is that these people are getting help from the so-called faith community. A group of self-described Christian, Jewish, and Buddhist clergy have banded together to file a lawsuit in Florida to challenge the 15-week abortion ban. The Satanists and these mainstream religious leaders seem to be teaming up to sue for the right to kill babies anytime up to birth on religious grounds. They are not content to murder them up to 15 weeks. What's that about? I guess that's the enlightened view of abortion. Kill them if you want, but at 15 weeks, something magical happens that makes it wrong to kill them after that. Folks, Jesus warned, quote, "If the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?" It's dark light indeed that supposes inserting a scalpel into the womb and cutting a baby into pieces is enlightened thinking and freedom and a symbol of liberty. Friend, it's rooted in the enlightenment of Adam and Eve after they took their bite, when they received the knowledge of good and evil in an act of betrayal, and so their nature was taken captive by the evil side of that knowledge. Listen, brilliant missile of insight incoming. Friend, what you learn from experimenting with evil, what knowledge you gain by disobedience to your Creator, injects a corruption into your soul that begins turning out the lights of your conscience until you are walking in total moral darkness. We are praying Americans will wake up to the light of truth and see death is not the answer to social problems. Life is, and life more abundantly, the life Jesus intended that we should have, not the destruction Satan brought, stealing, murdering, and destruction. The third stronghold that we're praying to pull down is the distorting power of perversity to warp a people, killing faith and shaping culture into the image of Baphomet, embracing what lovers of darkness call kinky, parents feeding their children to the appetites of gender-blended, goat-headed, winged-cherubed, following Baphomet, following perverted men and women, teaching their perversity to the children. Like this video where parents, or are they teachers, or perhaps together, they're applauding while perverted men teach children to pole dance in cross-gendered clothing. All of it in mock honor of the God worshipped by Gnostics, and some say the Catholic Templars too, who are reported to have used in their worship an image of a head they called Baphomet. However, we must add that that particular accusation was a very popular one against anyone who was despised by the reigning powers or the government in those days. So, if you can trust confessions beat and burned out of people, then yeah, it's true that many of the Pope's Knights Templar confessed to worshiping Baphomet. This worship involves the denial that anything is categorically right or wrong. The rule of Baphomet is that anything done in service to that spiritual, gender-blended goat god is rewarded by feeding whatever, no matter how perverse, whatever physical appetites and urges one might have. No matter what it is, you know, if it feels good, do it, that kind of thing. Comes from Baphomet. And institutions charged with perpetuating our way of life to future generations who are using their influence to unravel the threefold cord of civilization, faith, family, and fidelity. Through perversity, Baphomet intends to break these bands and cords asunder and cast them away. You know, those bands and cords of Christ that serve to hold our civilization together? They intend to disintegrate our nation into chaos. We pray and fast to overcome this stronghold, to bring it down. The fourth stronghold, the power that Baphomet holds over our system of justice in America, that directs the execution of the sword of civil justice, ordained by God, by the way, to execute wrath against evildoers, in the hands of unreasonable and wicked men and women, Baphomet turns it to the defense of the vile and the wicked, okay, a la Hunter and Hillary and Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein and the like, and those who support them, you know, that crowd. The examples of hundreds, by the way, including the protection of sex traffickers and modern slavers, the CCP fentanyl pushers of death, the corrupt politicians in Los Angeles and Sacramento and Washington, D.C., who aid and abet this business of destroying our country, and against the righteous and the innocent, you know, rather than defend the helpless against the predators of this world. The sword of civil justice in the hands of these wicked and unreasonable people is now almost totally committed to protecting the predators, and most of those called to be shepherds, you know, to save their own skin, temporarily at least, they are feeding God's sheep to the Baphomet wolves. But a surprise is coming to these false shepherds. Christ's sheep will soon roar. I'll be speaking of this on Sunday. The fifth stronghold, the rod of the wicked on the lot, that which rightfully pertains to the righteous. The rod of the wicked on the lot of the righteous. Right now, the wicked use the rod of civil power to rob the righteous of their possessions and of the power of their voice. Their very liberties and freedoms are being robbed. We are praying and fasting that the devil supporting these wicked policies and the politicians who execute them that destroy our economy and the livelihoods of our people will be removed from their vile hands, and that the righteous might again rule, so that the people might once again rejoice. The Bible says, when the righteous bear rule, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And finally, the sixth stronghold is every effort Baphomet uses to bar the gospel of Jesus Christ from being preached freely and honestly and clearly here in America and around the world. And this, my friend, is the first stronghold secured that allowed Satan to move forward and establish all the rest. Yes, and it was set up in our churches here in America. It was strategic on the part of the spirit of Antichrist to pervert the gospel and turn Christ's churches into clown acts and dog and pony shows, which soon led to a watered-down gospel that only adds to the ranks of those who refuse to depart from iniquity, deceived into thinking they are worshipers of the one true God, but whose worship is actually deflected to Baphomet, who will one day gather before Jesus and cry, Lord, Lord, have not we prophesied in your name and cast out devils in your name and done many mighty works? Only to hear him respond, quote, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Are you listening? The Spirit by Paul said, if you name the name of Christ, depart from iniquity. You see, the way of Jesus is not the way of Baphomet. Service to Christ Jesus the Lord does not give anybody a pass to feed the flesh. You cannot serve Jesus and remain in iniquity. Jesus told us to preach repentance and remission, and a gospel message that omits either is false. Well, Thursday was a day I sought some indication that we were being heard on high, and Thursday was a busy day. On returning justice and judgment to America, a Soros DA in Florida has been arrogating to himself the power to legislate by deciding what crimes he will prosecute. He signed a pact refusing to enforce Florida's abortion laws to prosecute any crimes against those laws because he considers them restrictive. He thinks mothers and doctors should freely collude together to murder babies right up to breech. And if the truth were known, he would have the babies murdered, along with Soros, up to a year after birth. And he is known for his cherry-picking policies, this Andrew Warren fellow, enforcing law selectively, or prosecuting them crimes selectively, based on his private moral code, something that, if a Christian did, would have the devils in the children of disobedience all the way over there on the East Coast in Florida howling so long it would run across the nation like dogs in a neighborhood, joining in the barking, you know, until the devils here on the West Coast would be joining right in there. So DeSantis signed his own piece of paper. It's one that set Warren aside, ordered him to step down, let another take his office. Judgment stirs. When will Biden and his hellish minions face judgment for the gross injustice they have perpetrated upon our nation and the world, really? By wiping their foul feet on the Constitution and robbing us of our free speech, our right to redress government, our right to dissent? On Thursday, righteous doctors and scientists banded together to launch a class action suit against the Biden administration for colluding with big tech social media giants to control speech, to quash dissent against the government's propaganda. Yeah, it was discovered that, quote, public statements, emails, and recent publicly released documents establish that the President of the United States, speaking of Biden, and other senior officials in the Biden administration violated the First Amendment by directing social media companies to censor viewpoints that conflict with the government's messaging on COVID-19. End quote. Biden administration literally instructed social media gurus to shut down any speech that contradicted the government's propaganda. That's a crime, friend. It ain't right. And these doctors and scientists, at least, have had enough of what ain't right. They are fighting back. Let's have their back. When will Fauci face justice for his crimes against humanity, his leading participation in creating this pandemic in the first place, gain-of-function research, his leading role in destroying American economy, and serving the interests of this of his CCP, Chinese Communist Party, masters, his treason and his crimes against humanity? Well, Rand Paul has had him back before a panel to face highly esteemed scientists and witnesses that blasted him for the liar and traitor that he is. Dr. Richard E. Bright, laboratory director of the Institute of Microbiology at Rutgers, testified that Fauci lied to Congress, lied to the press, lied to the public, and did this knowingly, willfully, and brazenly. He called Fauci's claim that NIH did not support gain-of-function research untruthful. Before the committee, Dr. E. Bright stated, quote, "I stand by my statement," end quote. He went on to say, quote, "The statements made on repeated occasions to the public, the press, and to policymakers by the NIAID director, Dr. Fauci, have been untruthful," end quote. He went on to say, quote, "I do not understand why those statements are being made because they are demonstrably false," end quote. I love Dr. Rand Paul, but I must say I did somewhat cringe at his answer to all of this in an interview with Waters. To his credit, he did emphasize culpability and accountability need to be assigned and actions consistent with our laws must be taken. But he went on to say the real issue is to make sure it doesn't happen again. Well, really? Now, let me explain. His answer to this is, well, let's make a law. Well, that's the wrong answer. Listen, folks, brilliant missile of insight aiming right at your head, don't duck. Laws are meaningless when enforcement is in the power of wicked men and women. Please, Mr. Paul, think about this. Making laws has worked so well so far, right? Just make a law. A law was made to not continue GOF or gain-of-function research. The Congress acted to make it illegal to fund it. And that worked so well that we have had 3 years of misery and a million dead to show for how well it worked. So I know what to do. Just make a law. And it all goes away? I'm sure that oversimplifies what he's trying to say, but I don't think he said enough there. It's nonsense. If wicked men are given the power of the execution of judgment to enforce our laws are meaningless. We must remove the wicked from any and every position of power and influence. That is the only way this gets fixed. Our founders said so. They warned us about this. And friend, that begins with restoring our elections. And our elections only fix this if the righteous rise up and exercise their rights and privileges as kings and priests under God, as dutiful citizens in this one nation under God. I've gone long in this first segment, and I have a lot I wanted to talk about concerning this business about the Statue of Liberty being a statue of Lucifer. Yeah. Well, hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
The Brain Massage Show radiates the mind with truth, releasing thought antibodies that attack and destroy lies. Stay tuned. The Brain Masseur is ready to massage your brain. Warning, we have learned that some liberals choke on even a small piece of Pastor Scheibach's mind. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the...
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheibach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamp for the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that is right now stealing from us our liberties. Is the Statue of Liberty a representation of Lucifer, the light bearer? New cults rise almost every day, and most of them end up with a group of the faithfully deceived drinking the Kool-Aid and following their cult leader into hell. The latest Blavatsky Crawley cult wannabe is a guy named Morg. He started something he calls Hyperion or Hyperionism. And his thing is that numbers are what's real, you know? They vibrate into waves that give physical things form and or some nonsense to that effect. He worships Lucifer, embraces Baphomet, is enamored with Prometheus, heralds these as archetypes of the great struggle against God. Oddly, he thinks Lucifer does not actually exist, but God does. And he hates the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then tells us that Jesus is actually Lucifer. Wow. So let's see. Is Lucifer a being that exists only as an archetype, or is he Jesus, the Son of God? Well, we are not going to spend a lot of time examining this guy's beliefs. But he is, after all, rightly named Morg. That's where his tribe belongs, and it's where he is leading his tribe. But what is the brain masseur's interest in this? A good friend and colleague in our battle for America, and assembly candidate for District 64 in Los Angeles County, Raul Ortiz, sent this video to me. I watched it with interest. This guy named Morg tells us that the Statue of Liberty is a statue of Lucifer. I did some research on this character. He was a sword swallower on Venice Beach, participated in a TV series called Freak Show. Yeah, so that just about tells you all you need to know about this fellow. Here's an article that offers some background, but the author, G, is not really too bright himself. It's hard to figure out which has the most hubris, Morg or G. Now, about Morg's argument for the Statue of Liberty being a statue to Lucifer. After you go through the whole spiel, he admits at the end he doesn't know if it was made as a statue to Lucifer, while all the while he was insinuating that is the case. But it is anyway, he says, because, well, there she is, holding a torch to the sky, and, well, that makes her a light bearer, and after all, the word Lucifer, it means light bearer. So, you see? And he has this theologian on his little video to prove that for him. Some guy sitting there with about three others pointing to a Bible, I assume he's pointing at Isaiah 14:12, and explaining to that little group that Lucifer was not originally a proper noun. It did not identify a person, is the idea. It is an adjective that means light bearer. And he explains, that's the sense in which the Statue of Liberty is a representation of Lucifer. Oh, by the way, the seven spikes on her head, according to Morg, or on her crown, well, they represent the seven rays of light, which represents the full spectrum of sunlight. So there it is. That's his proof. And the allegation that the sculptor was a Mason back in the late 1800s. His sculpt of the statue was dedicated in 1886. Masonry did not begin to become infected with that really weird esoteric business coming out of Albert Pike until that fella joined with them in about 1854, right? And his influence really did not completely saturate that order until quite some time, really after his death. The likeliness that the lodges in France, where the sculptor of the Statue of Liberty lived and did his sculpting, had been corrupted by Albert Pike's weird occultism is remote. See this article for the history of Freemasonry in France, in case you're interested. The seven rays represent, as mentioned, the full spectrum of sunlight, and the torch represents the light of freedom. The broken chains at her feet represent not the chains broken by Satan, he can't break the chains God puts on him, but rather the chains that tyrants put upon the ankles and wrists of free men. And the fact that she looks a bit stern, that does not make her androgynous. This guy's never met my mother for sure, who was as feminine as, well, Marilyn Monroe could ever have been thought to be. And that very look that you see on the Liberty statue is the look you'd see on my mother's face when she said, Jerry Wayne. So I really don't have all the time I need to develop this. I must get this show to the station. I'll continue our discussion tonight during our live stream visit, Comfort and Counsel for the Present Distress. But let me just say this much. Moore goes on to try to differentiate Lucifer from Satan. But the biblical Lucifer is clearly identified with Satan. There's no question about that. And after he does all this work to liberate Lucifer from the scandalous lies against him, making him out like he's some kind of a devil with horns and a mean guy that's a tyrant and so on, and tells us that Jesus actually was Lucifer. So he has Jesus, as he's revealed to us, hating God the Father and rebelling against him. He's, well, this fella is, he's more confused than a termite in a wooden yo-yo in the hands of Marshall. Now, you got to know Marshall. He's a little guy that's really, really, really busy. But anyway, it's true that the word Lucifer in Latin suggests the idea of light bearer. But whatever light Lucifer had at the time that he made his boast that he would be like the Most High, he lost in that lightning bolt strike where Jesus said he saw Lucifer fall from heaven like lightning. And the truth is that word Lucifer had come to be commonly used as a proper noun for Satan by the time our translators worked on the King James translation. The word that's translated Lucifer indeed is so unique, it's found only one place in all of the Bible, right there in Isaiah chapter 14, 12, and nowhere else in all of Hebrew literature. It's a completely unique word. In fact, in Hebrew, and I know a little bit about this, that word is formed as a proper noun. It takes a verb and it presents it in the form of a proper noun. So it is a proper noun, the way it's used there in Isaiah 14, 12. And it's constructed from a verb form that means to howl. So Satan is the howling one. Well, what our translators did is they just took the word that was commonly used as the proper noun for Satan in that day, that would be understood by everyone as such, and used it to translate what in the Bible at that time was a word that was the proper name or the proper noun for Satan. Makes perfect sense. I'll go into it some more tonight during our Comfort and Counsel for the Present Distress. Find me on Facebook, Lighthouse Baptist Church, Santa Maria, California. I usually go on somewhere between 8 and 9. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America, and I'll see you in church.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. Come to Lighthouse Baptist Church. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.